Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Learning to Fly the podcast. Today is another Wednesday, which means random questions with random people. I have Nico and Pineapple joining me today. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Today we are discussing random things. So my first one, and you both get to answer. So what is your favorite video game?
Forza Horizon.
Bioshock.
Why?
Because cars.
1920s architecture.
Alrighty. What is your favorite movie?
Independence Day.
Mad Max Fury Road. And or Battleship.
What is your least favorite video game and why? And if either of you diss Stardew Valley, you will be in so much pain.
I don't really have one that I hate, just genres that I'm not good at or don't appeal to me. So if a game falls in there, I'm less likely to play it, but I won't outright hate it.
Most of the free games I've ever gotten with a console.
Those are pretty bad.
Yeah.
What is your favorite book?
The Giver.
Interesting. This tells me a lot about you, Nico.
Yeah. Told you that I haven't read anything since middle school.
I say my favorite book, I guess Dune. It's the most recent one I've read.
I would have thought you'd say Leviathan.
That is a good series. Leviathan, Ender slash Dune.
Okay. If you could swap gaming setups for one day, what game are you dying to try in the other person's shoes?
I'd play Forza again, because for some reason it doesn't work on the PC.
Really?
Yeah, Microsoft killed it.
That sucks.
Four, at least.
Oh, man. Alright, Cyberpunk, way too hyped, and I need to figure out why.
If the two of you could spend one day doing nothing but fiddling with cars and watching movies, what movies would be in the background?
Fast and Furious.
And,
The whole series? Or the specific one?
I was going to say, we just put
depends
it on.
Depends on how long we work on the car.
Yeah, I was going to say. And, here's another question for you. What car would we be working on together?
I don't know how I feel about you taking my job, but sure, answer away, fuckers.
I want to finish this fantasy.
If it's any car, I'd be working on a 69 Charger.
My thoughts.
Hey!
Yes.
For those of us who are not car people, tell us why.
I bet your answer is different than mine.
Yep.
Mine, basically, Charger from 68 to 1970 was in all of the greatest car movies I can think of. 68 was The Bullet, which is probably one of the best car chases you can ever watch. 69 is Dukes of Hazzard, which, you know, as long as you don't take the paint job of the car to heart, it's a great show. And then 70 is the very first Fast and Furious movie, which everyone loves that Charger.
Oh, yeah. I'm almost the same way. And it was in every great car movie. It always had the menacing power brick. You know, it's a square, it's a brick, yes. But it always was the muscle. When they needed to impress people with how much muscle a car can have, there was always a Charger that came in.
Yeah, when you're talking about a car that just rattles the windows of every house it drives by, it's
like a Mustang would be like loud and fast, cool, but the Charger had power
it's
behind it.
Just raw
and I
power.
love my personal aesthetics are very square, linear, and stripe lined. So which is a charger, and then I like American Muscle, which is again a charger. And like I said, all the movies are pretty cool about what that is in. It gets paid respect, which I love.
Yeah, and I'm a Chevy guy, so.
Nico, I need you to answer this question to get to our next question.
Yes.
Please, very quickly and concisely, describe what a Corvette run is.
Corvette run is a bunch of Corvettes getting together and going out to some neat places.
Where is the most interesting place you've ever been on a Corvette run?
Paso Robles, California, bunch of wine country, and I took my mom with me. We had a really good time.
Where is the one place you've never been on a Corvette run but would love to?
Ooh, Mount Rushmore, and I'd really love to go.
And on a similar vein, you're both Jeep people. If you could go on any one Jeep adventure similar to a Corvette run, where would you want to go?
I think Zion would be cool.
Good answer.
Especially like, because you always see people on the road of Zion. You never see off-roading, at least in mainstream social media.
This is true. This is true. And I completely agree.
If you could incorporate a Corvette run for you and a Jeep run for you into any one mainstream video game, what would you choose?
I think Forza basically does
that. I was
going to
say that,
no,
already,
no, no.
That already exists.
Like, add it to another game that
oh.
you play.
Basically, take a different game and make and put off-road or fast car into.
So, like, for example, Zach is currently playing Cyberpunk. It would be really interesting to me if they had to do a Corvette run in Cyberpunk to get from point A to point B.
I mean, I've done some races already.
Not a race,
yeah.
but, like, the scenic,
yeah.
the adventure part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because nothing says Cyberpunk like a bunch of old guys getting together to go to lunch somewhere.
Okay, you know what I mean. I'm
I
giving
know.
An example.
I would have to say, that is a hard one.
Like, for me, I would love to see a Jeep trail in Stardew Valley. I don't know why. I just feel like that would be the
yeah.
funniest shit on the planet, and I would love to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, a horse is not good enough, even for that small fucking town.
I would have to say, and I'm trying to very quickly run through the list of games I've recently played, because Cyberpunk has a bit of everything, so that doesn't count.
Nico, are you thinking of one?
I'm working on it.
Okay. You just had a blank look, so I didn't know if we were getting
there. This is a very complicated question you just asked.
Oh, I know.
I have a blank line for an answer.
Answer. Blank me answer, yes. fuck. I would say... Warframe might be an interesting one.
Oh, that
Ooh.
Would it be Jeep or Corvette?
Both?
No. You gotta pick one, because he's gotta answer the other.
Fine. I would put Corvette, because the...
Because the Corvette's driving a Corvette?
No. That but no, because, like, they always have... Because it's a lot of off-road in all the open areas. And, like, whatever fast vehicles they have is basically a horse or a... futuristic skateboard, so having an actual dedicated land vehicle would be interesting.
Nice.
And
okay,
airplanes.
Nico, what game are we inserting a Jeep trail into?
Ooh. This would be fun. Just because it would just look so ridiculous that everyone would be looking at it crooked. Any of the NASCAR video games. Imagine just showing up
okay.
to a NASCAR track in a NASCAR race with a bunch of NASCARs in a Jeep. Yes, you're going to get creamed, but at the same time...
It'd be like showing up to Le Mans in a NASCAR.
Yeah.
So in the house right now, we have some very crazy animals. We have a hedgehog, we have a Triton cockatoo, and we have some bearded dragons. You could insert any one of those creatures to be the driver of any one car in the world. What would you, what pairings would you come up with?
I would put Germ, the cockatoo, and the bearded dragon. The bearded dragon's heavy enough to sit on a gas pedal, and Germ can just steer.
Okay, but in what car? That's what the question is. What car would the animal drive?
NASCAR, for me.
Okay, what would Hoagie drive?
A fast car.
I was gonna say. I would definitely put Hoagie the Hedgehog in the driver's seat of the Corvette going around a track, because at the end of the day, he does not need bucket seats because he will stick right to the seat.
Okay, and if you guys had one piece of advice for new gamers out there, what's the piece of advice?
This is all you, Zach. I'm a part-timer in the game world.
You have a really good piece of advice. You and I were just talking about it. Your tip for controllers.
Tip for controllers.
What did you buy Caden a couple months ago?
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I would say, and a piece of advice is, get what you can afford or know what you want to buy and save up for it. You can ask people for their opinion and offer and ideas, but don't let them control what you get and want and buy and get bullied into it. Do what you want. This, you know, gaming console, PC, whatever, is for you, not for them. And play what you want to play. Don't listen to everyone's comments or feedback until you know what you like.
I like that, especially because gaming is on the rise on Twitch and streaming and things like that. That's really good advice.
Yep. Alrighty. And Maddie made a really good point. We were talking about this the other day. And if you're someone who games a bunch, which I'm not that person, but my brother is, if you've got a gaming console and your controller runs on batteries, just good old-fashioned AA's, AAA's, any of those type batteries, do yourself a massive favor and get yourself some rechargeable batteries. I got mine on Amazon for $60. Comes with four. Each battery lasts upwards of 8 to 10 hours. And you could just keep swapping them out as you go. You will save so much money in batteries, it's not even funny.
And this is my final question for the both of you, so you both get to answer. If you could have the first playthrough experience one more time, brand new, right off the bat, of any one game, what game would you want to re-experience from the beginning?
Ooh. It's funny because it's my least favorite of the Forza games, which is Forza Horizon 5. It's also the newest one. But the beginning sequence is my favorite. Just the amount of cars that they throw you in and pull you out of during the entire sequence. It's so cool, and the graphics are killer. It's a pity that as soon as you finish the campaign, the game becomes very bland.
Zach, what about you?
Game to start over again?
No, like have that first playthrough.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
It would have to be Fallout.
Okay.
Like Fallout 3.
That's a good one.
Alrighty.
That 3, New Vegas, or Bioshock. One of the ones that really cut my teeth in the beginning.
Alrighty. Well, thank you guys so very much. I hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as I have. We'll see you again tomorrow on another episode of Learning to Fly the Podcast. Bye for now.
Goodbye. Thank you.